This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. It was on this date in 1857 that Elijah Otis installed his first elevator. As advancements in engineering continue to trend towards skyscrapers being constructed at heights once thought too high, questions began to surface about an easier way to get to the top. Unofficially, the earliest known elevator was said to have been constructed by Roman architect Vitruvius in 236 BC, but it was raised and lowered by hand, and if you let go of the rope, watch out. Enter Otis, who used the World's Fair in New York to demonstrate his new idea, an elevator safety brake. As he had been working in a factory that required him to move heavy machinery between floors, he became concerned if, in the unlikely event that the elevator's support rope broke, so he designed a safety hoist that ensured a backup plan should the rope give away. According to the Otis Elevator Company, his grand debut at the 1853 World's Fair went like this, quote, "Perched on a hoisting platform high above the crowd at New York's Crystal Palace, a pragmatic mechanic shocked the crowd when he dramatically cut the only rope with an axe, suspending the platform on which he was standing. The platform dropped a few inches, but then it came to a stop. His revolutionary new safety brake had worked, stopping the platform from crashing to the ground. All safe, gentlemen," the man proclaimed. That's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when today is history.